Welcome back to the Tales of Two Cities podcast. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'll be your host this week. This week's episode is all about education. What's happening in East Bay schools and outside of traditional classrooms? And why does it matter? From a young artist in Richmond with a unique opportunity.
Because I've had a lot of kids in my time where they'd come up to me and say, "Can you teach me how to do that?"
To an organization that's trying to keep music in the classroom. We'll also hear from three women who are earning an education at the Richmond Public Library.
So it looks like if I continue in the pace I'm going, I'll be done between 5 to 6 months.
That's all coming up on the Tales of Two Cities podcast. Our first story today is from contributor Lacey Roberts, who brings us a profile of a young artist in Richmond. Her name is Asia Bannigan, and she's 10, but she's not taking art classes. She's teaching them.
So what I usually start with is a light circle.
In many ways, Asia Bannigan is your average 10-year-old. She likes to read, she likes animals, and she loves to draw pictures.
And I do a lot of fur.
Asia is serious about her art, and she knows what she's doing. It's amazing to watch her sketch. In less than a minute, she draws a cartoon-like cat leaping from the page. It looks like a Pixar animation artist could have drawn it.
It's a nine-tailed cat. If you look it up, there's actually lots of myths about a nine-tailed cat. So it just gave me an idea, why not do my own version of one?
Around when she was 4, she just started drawing. It really just came from within her, and she was just really good.
Crystal Bannigan is Asia's mom. She says her daughter's always been precocious, but last fall, the girl asked her mom to write a grant so she could teach art classes.
My mom, she does lots of grants, and so that inspired me to try to do my own grant because I've had a lot of kids in my time where they'd come up to me after they've watched me draw and say, "Can you teach me how to do that?"
The second time Asia brought it up, her mom decided to give it a try. As an educator who works with nonprofits, mom knew how to help.
And she was like, "Sure, why not?"
They worked together on an application for the City of Richmond's Love Your Block initiative, a program that awards mini-grants for projects that beautify the city. In December, they got a response.
Asia got her grant.
Asia was awarded $1,000 to fund a series of free art classes. Though she's never taught a group before, she says she's done a lot of one-on-one instruction with her friends, and she's already made an instruction book filled with the creatures she invents so other people can draw them too.
Yeah, I have a lot of things in here. I was messing around with onions in the kitchen, and I just like, this would be really cute. So I drew a walking onion with eyes and a flower growing out of its head. So now they're a species that anyone can draw if they wanted.
Crystal is happy to see her daughter follow in her footsteps and show an interest in teaching.
This is another organic thing that happened in Asia. I never tried to teach her how to teach. I think she just picked it up by default.
The workshops are open to the public. All are welcome to come. The Bannigans want to bring together people of all ages. And everyone who participates gets their pictures taken for a public art display in Richmond at a site to be determined. For the first class, Asia will be helping her students create portraits of people and animals on canvas, and her mom will be there for support. For Asia, art is more than a hobby. She hopes to instill a little bit of her love of art in others, and while she's at it, bring her Richmond neighbors a little closer together. When the public art display goes up in Richmond, they'll know they did something to make their community better.
Some people don't know how to express themselves a lot, so maybe art could help. Also, people would like to learn things, and maybe it would help grow the community a bit.
The first workshop will be held on April 15th at the Richmond Public Library. For more information about Asia's classes, you can visit girlsinc-wwc.org. So I've been on the education beat for Oakland North since September of last year, along with Erica Alvero, my ed partner in crime, who coincidentally is producing this week's episode. Hey, Erica, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. Hi, Catherine.
So I thought it would be fun just to talk about that first day we basically met and had to go out and report a story in Oakland. Do you remember that day?
I do remember that day.
So we were supposed to report on the school board meeting in Oakland. Erica drove us there, and we're nervous and we're anxious and we think we're like running late. We're not going to make it there on time to get to the protest.
I hit a curb.
You didn't hit the curb. You straddled the curb with your car. So we've had a lot of adventures reporting on education in Oakland North. Last semester, we reported about, you know, the issue of transportation for Oakland students. We talked about inclusion in Oakland public schools.
At the end of the semester, I covered music in Oakland, the struggles that music departments have had to face in order to keep their programs alive.
Music education is really important. Our next story is from reporter Brad Bailey, who brings us this profile of a Bay Area nonprofit taking an innovative approach to music education in Richmond. Here's the story.
Nationwide, music funding is at an all-time low. In an effort to fill this gap, Z-Sharp is a nonprofit organization that brings music education to almost 8,000 students across the Bay Area. We went to Perry's Elementary School in Richmond to hear teacher Sonia Hardway instruct her third grade class about the basics of music.
All right, folks, we're going to move on to another piece of music now. This is a piece that we learned last week. You remember our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner? The first section that we learned is called the what? Which is the first section that we learned? That's right, Malia, it's the A section. So we're going to review the A section, and then we're going to go on to the
B section.
You bet. We're going to learn two sections, all right? So let's go back to the beginning, and I'm going to give you a quick review of all of these vocabulary words. Oh, say can you see? Your turn.
Oh, say can you see?
By the dawn's early light.
By the dawn's early light.
This is a general music program for kids who don't have a lot of other music in their lives. And they love it. I think everybody loves music in some way, but these kids, they're so eager to learn more and to play whatever instrument that you put in front of them and to sing these songs where they learn about themselves and about cultures around the world.
Many of her students have no musical training when they first come to her class and can be as young as 5 years old. Therefore, she's had to develop a special curriculum to lay a foundation for their musical knowledge.
All right, so do you remember when you were back in first grade, we learned a song called Do, Re, Mi?
Yeah.
It started two fists down by your belly button. We sang, Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun.
We start by doing silly songs and circle games and pass the ball and, you know, clapping patterns that somehow relate to, you know, to a game that makes it highly motivating. And you know, you just introduce those concepts. You introduce concepts of fast and slow. You introduce the concepts of high and low in some fun and engaging way. And all of that builds on itself, and that's the importance of sequential music instruction. You know, it's not just a, you know, have music when you have it. If they have it every week for 8 years, they actually really come out of here as quite accomplished musicians.
The Star Spangled Banner is an American classic. And Ms. Hardway believes that music can inspire the children to learn much more about teamwork, compassion, and patriotism.
So we said it does not matter where your family comes from. It does not matter how long you have been here. We all live here in the United States. And that makes us all Americans. That means that we have something in common. So this is a patriotic song, which is why some people put their hands on their hearts when we sing this one. Do you guys remember, why is this song so important to us? Yes, Gerardo.
They sing this song because of Americans, some died.
Ms. Hardway states that music is an outlet for artistic expression for these young men and women, and in doing so, may combat some of the challenges they face later in life and give them a foundation for lifelong learning.
Well, yeah, these kids are in third grade, so they've had music already for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, I get them when they're in transitional kindergarten or kindergarten. When they come in here, maybe having never had preschool or any type of group activity. And it's really just about making it approachable and making it fun. That's the most important part.
Did you know that you can now earn a high school diploma through the Richmond Public Library? Reporter Isara Krieger spoke to three women who are doing just that.
So today is April 1st, that's the very first day. And what you should be planning and thinking about is that every week you need to put in about 8 to 10 hours. Given your job, given your children, I know everybody's busy.
On Friday, three students met in the community building of the Richmond Public Library. They weren't there to check out books or browse the stacks. In fact, these adult students were attending an orientation for a program that will help them receive their high school diplomas.
I already actually started semester two.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like if I continue in the pace I'm going, I'll be done between 5 to 6 months.
This program allows students to transfer credits from prior high school experience, allowing them to start where they left off.
You know, we'll actually have laptops and computers for you. You can log on, start working here together. And then, you know, I'll be here. There'll be a volunteer here. If you have questions, if you hit one of those harder math problems and you don't know how to do it, you can turn to me and we can work through it.
This is John Adams, who works in the Richmond Library's already existing literacy department. For 32 years, this department has offered GED classes through its Literacy for Every Adult program, also known as LEAP. Thanks to new money from the State Library and some fundraising of their own, LEAP will now offer scholarships to a certain amount of students who apply to the high school diploma program. Here's the program's director, Sherry Drobner.
We provide more than just like academic support. I think we really try to take the whole person and the whole life and understand the other supports that are necessary so that they can be successful in their academic goals.
This library program participant, Israel Clark, a 22-year-old Richmond resident, said she previously tried another online high school diploma program, but it didn't work out.
I was 18 at the time, and I thought I could work and go to school full time. And I just, you know, found out that it doesn't work that way. You really have to commit a lot of time to school, and at the time, money was more important.
For some women, like Lorena Gonzalez from San Francisco, childcare is an issue too.
I am 34 years old. I have a 16-year-old and I have a 9-year-old. The reason I didn't finish high school was got pregnant at 17, had a daughter at 18. I stopped going into my junior year, and of course, work was what I had to do.
As they were talking after class, Clark and Gonzalez said that not having finished their degrees made them compare themselves too much to people who had.
It's important for me to finish. All of my friends go to universities. It's just one of those things you think about when you open your old yearbook and you say, I wonder what that person is doing. Like, I was not on the least likely to succeed list. But when you bury yourself in a depression or just flood in the current circumstance and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, or you don't have anyone to show you that light, then you're just like, oh, well, I guess I'll just sit here and just whatever. I don't care about anything, whatever. I was tired of that. Mm-hmm. Who wants to live that way? I don't want to be unhappy all the time.
You know, I do have a career job that anybody would want. I love my work that I do, but I've been doing it for like 9, 10 years, and I'm not being acknowledged, right? But then other people are coming in, and they're like, you know, paid more, and I'm just like, oh no, it's time for me to do more. I want my kids to know, like, hey, even though I've gotten this far, you always still need your diploma.
If I'm gonna do something, it should be for me. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I didn't get how getting a diploma benefits me. Because all I was hearing was, you're going to embarrass me, and how can you not finish, and me, you know. Well, what does that have to do with me?
What brought me back to complete my high school diploma is because I want to be a registered nurse. And I say, it's never too old to go to school, right? No, my daughter tried to say that to me, and I was like, I am not old, because I still get carded.
That's it for this episode of Tales of Two Cities. We hope you enjoyed our episode about education. Do you have a favorite East Bay teacher or know someone who's doing innovative things in the classroom? Let us know. Comment on our SoundCloud account, write to us on Facebook, or send a tweet our way. Our producer this week is Erica Alvero. Our music is by Kevin McLeod. You can listen to our podcast on oaklandnorth.net, richmondconfidential.org, and on SoundCloud. And you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, so that's a thing you can do. I'm Catherine Rose. Thanks for listening to the Tales of Two Cities podcast.